Episode 500. Thank you for being here. Welcome to the Greatest Day Podcast. If you have never tuned in to this is a podcast all about making every day a little bit better, living each day to the fullest, because it is the only day that you and I have to mold and shape and become your best self. And it is the only day you have. So make it the greatest day ever. That's the greatest day mindset, people. And if you've been here, thank you. I love you. I appreciate you. Some of you have been here for 500 episodes, which blows my mind. That's amazing. Some of you less. And maybe some of you, like I said, are here for day one. So here is a short and sweet message. And if you have been here for any amount of time, you know that I really suck at short and sweet messages. But we're going to do it. This is a really cool message brought to you by somebody who should be a role model for all of us. And that is a young teenage client of mine who showed up to therapy, hadn't seen him in a long time. There's no chance he's listening to this podcast, by the way. But he showed up to therapy and it was like, hey, what? When I don't see somebody for a while, I will often ask them, you scheduled this, what, like a week, maybe 2 weeks ago? Tell me about what was going on in your life at the time that you scheduled the appointment. Because oftentimes people will schedule a therapy or a coaching appointment with me, and it'll be a week or two or three before they actually can see me. And so by the time they get there, they're like, I mean, it's kind of blown over now. It's not really even a concern or an issue for me. And so whenever that happens, I always say, well, let's go back. Let's go back to the week of you scheduling with me. Let's go back to the day of you getting online, going back in to the portal and scheduling. Take me back to that day. Take me back to the days leading up to that. And so I did that. And you know what? It was really cool. And I just want to leave this message with you guys tonight, because what this person said was pretty amazing. And this person said, I've just missed being here. I don't actually have anything bad going on. I just have missed being here because I feel better when I'm here and when I leave. It's just a nice place, he went on to share. It's just a nice place for me to just get better. And when I do it more frequently, my life is better. I don't have to have anything bad going on. I just feel better when I come here. And I thought, this is the most amazing role model and message about improving your life and improving your marriage and improving yourself. You don't have to be in a bad place to want to improve. You don't have to have crisis going on for you to work with someone, to go to therapy, to have a coach or a mentor or some kind of person in your life that's helping you improve. So here's a message to all of you listening right now. Don't wait until life is hard. Don't wait until you're in a crisis to get that person in your corner and be like, hey, things are going really well. I want to figure out how to keep this going well. Let's talk about it. Or it's going really well because I've been here and I feel good. I'm going to keep doing it. And I see plenty of people like that as well who are like, no, things are going great. I want to keep this going. So I will be here every 2 or 3 weeks because when I do that, things continue to go well and I want to keep that going. So I know it's not totally accessible to everybody. There is a price that comes with that. You know, you do pay and maybe you don't have the resources financially or insurance or whatever. And that is why I created the Inner Greatness Community for less than $50 a month. You can have that accountability. You can have that coaching. You can have that community and continue to work on yourself. Even when things are just good, you just keep staying on that path of being good and productive and improving your life. So I thought that was a beautiful message and example that that kid is living by. And I really wanted to share it on here. So that is the message for the day. We kept this under 5 minutes. I appreciate you all. I will see you on the next episode. Make today the greatest day of your life and be more like that amazing teenager who doesn't need permission, who doesn't need life to be bad, to continue to focus on his own self-care and mental health. There you go. See you later.